It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Here we go. Podcast time, Brock Unther.
Here we go.
Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. It's not better. It's just more. More garbage. I thought this would be a good one to kind of riff on for a bit. So, kids and smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
According to a new survey, most people think the right age for a kid to get their own smartphone. What do you think, Hunter? Right age for a kid to get their smartphone?
My opinion,
according to this,
yeah. I'd probably say 13.
You're right in there. 12 to 16 is the age for kids. That's what most people think. 4% of people think people should get their phones before they turn 10, and 8% think they should wait until they're 18 or even later. Yeah, it's kind of spread out all over the place.
It was a different era, but I didn't get a cell phone until I was, a sophomore in high school?
I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't a smartphone, though.
No, hell no.
No, it was, it was a Nokia.
Two-way.
And I remember I got it the Christmas before I turned 16. So I turned 16 in May of 2005. Anyway, I was a sophomore, so I got it. My folks were like, look, you're driving soon. You're taking driver's ed. We want you to have this now that you're going to be out on the road.
No, that was 2002. You graduated.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. 2002. Sorry, 2002. And again, it was not a smartphone. It was a Nokia brick phone.
Oh, yeah. Still
literally,
works.
It probably still does. I'm sure it's somewhere. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure that's what Thor makes his hammer out of.
I'm not happy about this. My brother... His daughter now has a smartphone, and the kids know how to use them. The younger boys, God, do they have smartphones now?
Oh yeah, they got to. Where are you getting anything else? Thrift store.
But I don't think they should have phones anyways.
Yeah.
They don't need them. And now look, I get it. It's like, oh well, for emergencies, it's a great way. But we went through our whole lives without having phones to call our folks. We used the payphone. Or a teacher's phone or the school phone. We didn't need them. I don't see why now parents are like, well, look, it's good for them to be safe so they can call us. It's like, well, what are they doing that they need to call?
I just had the greatest idea in the world.
What's that?
Seriously. I don't even know if I should say it on the podcast, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm not actually going to do it. Greatest idea. You know the jitterbug? It's made for old people.
Yeah.
All right. How about something that's made for kids?
They do have those already.
Do they?
Yeah, it's literally
you can only just text and call. That's
that
it.
They have those, and it's basically like and the only thing you can do on it is it like parents can still track it, like they can track the phone,
right.
But it literally is made for calls and texts. That's it. There's
like
no
that.
Other things
Brilliant.
On it. You can put your phone numbers into it, and that's basically it. This is going to sound kind of crazy. But as far as smartphones are concerned, I think you should be like 18 or older to have it. Because here's the thing is that we're seeing it firsthand, and we've seen the CAT scans of people's brains when they're on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's straight dopamine to the head. Now, and let's not exclude, you know, laptops, tablets, everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they're poison. I don't want to be that guy that sounds like, oh, technology's bad, blah, blah, blah. It's bad when it's not utilized the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You know it, Hunter. We were just talking about it.
Yeah, that's a tough question because there are pros and cons.
Here's the thing: is smartphones aren't helping you do schoolwork. Okay, I don't care if a kid has a tablet for schoolwork or a laptop for schoolwork, but strictly for schoolwork because I see it. It is you see it every single day. I see it with my niece and nephews and my on both sides, on Kristen's side and on my side. They literally turn into zombies.
They turn into zombies. So the con is social interaction. It's taking away extreme amounts of social interaction, which is making kids kind of lethargic. It's making them kind of zombie-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them kind of disconnected, if you will, in the real life sort of way.
Yeah.
But the amount of information your phone brings, that what you can legitimately learn from your phone is great. I mean, the internet is insane. The access to the internet in your hand is something that, see, what I thought when you said 18 and above, like I agreed with you, but then I thought for a second, it's like, okay, but then you're almost like limiting the amount of information and access. It's almost kind of like a North Korea kind of a thing.
But
it's like you're limiting the amount of information that the kid probably needs to learn, especially these days.
But not on smartphones, though. Here's where I'm at is phones are fine. If you're looking at what exactly this phone is for, mm-hmm. all right, what is a phone for? Why was I given a phone? Mm-hmm. So I had contact when I'm going out, when I'm doing stuff. Okay, right. Perfect. So give kids that smart that phone.
Yeah.
But why do they need games on their phone? Why do they need something that they... And I know there's parental locks and everything like that. I get that. And I'm not sitting here saying technology is bad. No, the internet is the greatest invention of human history ever. I don't care. It's better than the wheel. It really is. Mm-hmm. It really is because it gives us the world's knowledge. However, what smartphones are doing is it's just Kristen's one niece, our niece. She's 15 now, turning 16. A sweet girl, awesome girl, smart, but you just see them sitting there scrolling mm-hmm. and liking videos. And you know, just that's all. You're not learning anything doing that.
You're not learning anything on TikTok.
You're not learning anything on Snapchat.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
So I guess that's where I'm at is that if it's school related, okay, you get a tablet for school. Mm-hmm. You get a laptop for school. You can get the information you need, but smartphones, you don't need a smartphone. I don't need a smartphone. Mm-hmm. I'm guilty of it. There's times where I'm like, put the phone down.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so weird, man, because it's, like I said, it's the pro and the con,
yeah.
and they kind of just equal out to, you know, they stalemate each other almost. For me, anyway.
I think, I'll be honest.
You know what? Maybe time frames. Maybe time. You can have your phone from this to this.
Oh, of course. And a lot of parents do that. It's like you earn, just like you earned your video game bucks.
Yeah.
I've seen that. And family members, I know they do that. Like, mm-hmm. If you want to play on the tablet, you got to do this. And you get so many hours.
We're fortunate enough to know what it's like without one. So what that means is I can still go back and remember what life was like without it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times where, like we were talking off air, last night, actually, I was sitting around. The wife, she took a lunch, but I wasn't there for lunch. And then she went to another job right after. So I didn't see the wife yesterday until, 9:30 at 9, 10 o'clock maybe.
Yeah.
And, you know, she comes in, we're like, hey, how's it going? You know, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like we went to the couch, turned the TV on, and then we both go to our phones. Mm-hmm. And, last night, it kind of set me back for a second. I was like, she could be gone tomorrow. I could be gone tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting here just indulged into other people's, you know, posts and, mm-hmm. and you know, lives. And,
yep.
you know, it's like you almost have to hit the reset button once in a while.
Yep.
And you know what sucks is kids now don't know what it's like not to have one.
Yeah.
You know, they're almost born with it. And by the time, that they know, we'll say 10 years old,
yep.
When they'll get a cell phone, you don't really learn. I mean, I guess you do learn a lot from 1 to 10. But once you get that phone in your head, man, or in your hand, the amount of information explodes.
The games, and there is information. There's great. You can read up on stuff. You can look up stuff. But that's not what you don't see.
It depends on what you're using it for.
That's where I'm at. And I just see, all I see is games. That's all I see is all mindless right. games.
Candy Crush.
That is feeding dopamine into your brain. That's the other thing. I don't want to, I'm going to say this a bunch of times because everyone's going to think, I love having a smartphone. It's awesome.
That's fantastic. I
had to take a Duker. And I was going to go downstairs and say, I got to grab my phone first. Yeah. Because, you know what, sitting on the toilet is boring without your phone.
I know.
It's great having your phone there. It makes the time pass.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the DMV the other day,
yeah.
and thank God I had my phone. Before, people had, and so I'm not going to knock that. You can't tell me that, it's better that, when we sat there and we had conversations. You weren't having conversations with people at the DMV. Shut up.
Right.
It's awesome that you can sit there and kill some time. I was watching a couple fishing videos.
Yeah,
it's great. And I had an hour and a half to kill. Okay. So I get it. But when it comes to kids, I don't think we're truly grasping how terrible this is for the brain. It is straight dopamine. It is feeding their young, forming brains this constant happy vibe. You take that away from them, they lose their shit.
Yeah.
And it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
It's there's two ways. Are you living your life around your phone and letting your phone control your life, or are you living your life and using your phone as an attribute to help your life out?
I was kind of getting a little angry with Kiki, and I didn't say anything just because it's not an argument I want to have. But when we were out fishing, she spent a good – and she was – for the most of the day, she was good, and she was fishing, and we were having a good time. But there was this one point where she was trying to get this picture – And I bet you she spent 10 minutes trying to get this photo, mm-hmm. like with the wind or whatever. And I'm like, oh, my God.
That's brutal.
Just put it down.
Yeah.
Just put it
down. Enjoy now, what you, at the moment. Why are you going fishing?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you want to go out and enjoy nature. You want to put yourself out in the element.
Yeah.
You know, you're immediately taking yourself out of the element
yep.
as soon as you go into that phone.
And I don't mind taking pictures. It's great to capture moments, and that's another great thing about phones. But when you're spending your whole time and then posting
really,
it.
Really, after you post it, though, yeah. when are you going back and visiting
going
that
back
picture?
And looking at it. Yep.
You're not. Facebook says, hey, this is what you did 3 years ago.
I would like to challenge her because she's on her phone a lot. She plays this game called Bubble Witch, yeah. which is just like Candy Crush. It's the same damn thing. Right. Dude, she'll go outside for a cigarette and she'll sit there and play Bubble Witch. She's on the couch while we have TV on playing Bubble Witch.
Right.
Then she's scrolling through Instagram. She's on her phone a lot. Now, I will say, and again, without being too hypocritical here, because I was doing the same thing. I was scrolling on my phone. And I was like, ah, put it down. You know, whatever it is. I'm watching a TV show. But she also does work very hard during the day.
Yeah.
And it's a great way for people to unwind. But I think we're becoming too reliant on these phones to take our mind elsewhere.
Oh, it sucks. And it's so hard to get away from,
it
man.
Is. It, because they are great. And the reason it's so hard is because they're awesome, man.
Yeah.
I can literally go anywhere. I can look up anything on that device right there. My phone, when I pull in that driveway, my phone is hooked up to the house Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. and boom, I got everything I want.
Just a few minutes ago, off air, I show Brock a video, and the title of the video is High School Graduation Day 1999.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a guy walking through his high school, just videotaping people on their very last day of school.
Yep.
And the first, like, 45 seconds of the video, you can just tell, like, dude, this is from the 90s.
Yep.
I mean, maybe because of the video quality, but you can just tell.
Yep.
You can tell by the people's interaction. He's panning around, and people are in circles talking to each other. And then the camera comes up, and they're smiling at the camera. Hey, what's yeah. up? A lot of people are just like, ah, don't videotape me.
Yeah.
Ah.
Or everyone's skeptical of why your video. Yeah.
Buried into their phone. Yep. And it's just like, I think one of the most important things that cell phones are taking away from just the human life mm-hmm. is social interaction.
Yep.
You know, and you know what? If you go out to a breakfast joint or something, or go out somewhere with your dad, and you'll see older folk not buried in their phone. They're talking to other people. They're talking to their friends.
Now,
my dad has people coming over to the shop every single day to sit in the office and have a toddy and just conversate.
Now, I will say, though, I've been seeing more and more of the baby boomer generation because now it's become so easy.
They're discovering it.
They are.
They're discovering
it. And I think
it.
They're just as bad, too, because now this is new thing that they figured out.
Well, they're almost worse once they discover it.
Once they discover it, absolutely. My dad still has a flip phone. He will never get rid of that flip phone because, again, I guess when you really break it down, outside of the internet on your phone, do you need Instagram?
No.
Do you need Facebook?
No.
Do you need Twitter? Do you need Candy Crush? You don't need any of those things. We don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
And we were fine up until that point. We survived without it. It's emails on the phone. Mm-hmm. Dude, you're constantly working.
Yeah.
I am answering emails on Sundays. What?
Yeah.
I try not to, but sometimes you got to do it. Kiki is answering emails until she goes to bed. And I'm like, you're constantly working.
Mm-hmm.
And now if you don't, you almost get in trouble because we have this. And I think they've done more harm than good in the big picture of things because industry ran fine before we had emails on the phone. When the job was done, when you were out, you didn't need to. The things waited till the next day.
That's a tough question.
I don't know.
I don't know if I'd go as far as worse, but it's getting there. Think about this. What was I going to say? I feel like we're both very good socially.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I can go into situations and conversations with full confidence of, you know, I can talk. I can talk to you.
Yeah.
I have a brain full of information probably from my phone,
mm-hmm.
but I can relate, you know.
But even if you don't need
relate
just need
it to a normal conversation.
But
so
you don't
let
need
me
just
ask
to
you a question.
Spout out stuff, though, you know what I mean?
Right.
Anyway.
How confident do you feel going into these, knowing that you're socially, what's the word? Socially, not advanced, but...
I'm fine in social situations. Yeah,
absolutely. You know, how confident do you feel going into situations now? I feel extremely confident because I feel like people are so bundled up into their phone that they can't anymore.
Well, here's where I'm at with that. And that's the other thing is there's nothing wrong with sitting and staring out a window. Seriously. You don't have to talk to people. You know, I go to bars sometimes by myself, and I'll sit, I'll grab lunch. You know, Kiki's still working. I'll go. I don't need to have a conversation with someone. I'll just sit there.
Isn't it weird looking around when you're doing that, too, and noticing, like, oh, I'm the only one doing this?
And I worry about that, too. There's time, like, out to dinner or something. And, again, it may seem like I'm ragging on Kiki, and I'm not. She is good about it. And she's gotten better with, okay, take your few pictures now. We're done with it. But it is easy to go to it. There's times where I'm like, if we're out and she's on her phone and I'm just sitting there and I'm like, God, if anybody's looking at it, it looks like we're miserable together.
Right.
You know what I mean? And sometimes I'm like, just put your phone down. God damn it.
You know what? The thing that bothers me the most is time wasted.
Mm-hmm.
Time wasted, man. It's like you're with that person because you initially met her without, you know, and you guys talked and you talked about things and had, you know, relationship conversations, and the more you get used to somebody and the more time you spend with somebody, it's like you really know that person. You don't feel like you need to talk to them as much. Mm-hmm. And then you go into your phone. Lately, man, I've been thinking, dude, that is time lost.
Yeah.
That someday, if something happens or, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. when I'm gone or if she's gone suddenly, I'm going to look back and like think, dude,
mm-hmm.
I fucking wasted so much time that I could have spent with that person.
Yep.
And you know,
and we're breeding that now with kids. And that's the thing. Is someone a kid under 10, that's all they're going to know is a phone. That's all they're going to know.
Remember the old family dinners? Do people still do that?
Well, I think now a family dinner is like, oh, well, Wednesday night is dinner night. And again, you also have to look at, too.
We didn't have to plan it. It was
TVs,
just a thing.
TVs took that away. You know, people got TV dinners were a huge thing because here you could make something, and now the family that they made like that was a big thing in the 60s, and say, like, oh, we can sit in front of the TV.
You know what's different about TV though is it can be a group activity.
Yeah,
phones make it individual.
That's true. That's a good point.
Which takes it away. You know, it just takes away the socialness of it. Mm-hmm. Even with TV, a commercial comes on. At least you guys are still in the room. And you go, oh, yeah.
What'd you think of that? That was crazy. You know? Or blah blah blah.
But your phones just isolate you so hard, and you don't realize it, man. No. It's the craziness of is the sneakiness of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you just get used to it, and it gets worse and worse. It's like a weird addiction, man.
Yep.
It's almost.
Well, think about it. Think about how. Next time you're on your phone and you're scrolling through something, if you can think about it, take a look at the time when you start mm-hmm. scrolling and start doing your stuff, and then look at when you're done.
Boom.
Goes by like that.
Hours go
I'll notice that when I'm in bed, and like I said,
I notice it the most in bed, too.
And like all of a sudden, it's like, I'm tired. I'm going to bed, Kiki, and then mm-hmm. all of a sudden, an hour goes by, and I've been on my phone for an hour.
Yeah.
When I said, and I was tired,
yep.
but it's so easy to just sit there and scroll. And again, this goes back to the original point is what age should people get smartphones? I think kids 18, I do. You don't need a smartphone. You don't.
I really don't have an answer for that. It'd be a tough decision for me if I had children. Here's what I think I would do. I would put the knowledge in their head of what we're talking about right mm. now. Let's talk about this right now before we give you a phone.
Yeah.
And we're going to implant this in your brain that there are good things that come from the phone.
For sure.
But there are also really bad things that you won't even realize are going to happen. And you need to hit that reset button once in a while. Yeah. Man. You do.
It's hard. It is.
Put it down and hit the reset and look around.
I'll put this on there, too. And again, there are parents. And there's a lot. And I'm maybe painting with
parents are getting probably sometimes the culprit.
I got cousins that have Facebook, and I'm like, why? You're 13 years old.
Yeah.
What do you have Facebook for?
Mm-hmm.
You're not sharing photos. What are you sharing photos of?
You know why? It's because all their friends have it.
And they got it, and I don't understand. It goes back to my original argument. Every kid, give them a phone. Give them something they can call mom and dad on. It sucked having to dial 1-800 and then go, mm-hmm. mom, pick me up. I'm at school.
Mm-hmm.
But it got the job done. Or when I had mm-hmm. my phone and all I did was text or call or play Snake.
Yeah.
Which
on your Nokia.
But that's all it was. I used it to make phone calls. I used it to text when it finally came around and I did start. I was late to texting because I'm like, texting's fucking stupid. If you want to talk to me, call me.
Three times you hit D.
Yeah. It sucked.
You know?
I don't think there's any need for anybody 18 or under to have a smartphone. None. None. I'll stand by that.
Think about this, though, man. By the time, if you have kids, you know, if I have kids, by the time that they, the question comes up, should we have, it's not going to be a cell phone. It's not.
Yeah, it might be totally different.
It's
going
to be something totally different, man. Yep. I'm telling you. And that bridge of gap between your hand and your brain is going to get bigger.
And
that
I think that's
going to
be worse.
The flow of information from the air to your brain is somehow going to be, it's like the floodgates are going to open, man. You're not even going to have a phone.
Well, we are already escaping reality. That phone is an escape from reality, and people do it. Less people are driving, less people are going out and doing things, because why go do things when I can just do it on my phone? Mm-hmm. And I can just be in the comfort of my couch in my air-conditioned home. I can order my food on there. Mm-hmm. I can watch movies on there. Mm-hmm. I can call. I can see people's faces.
That's crazy. I can't rule out a zombie apocalypse because of this.
The phones.
Because of the phones.
Dude,
that information gets inside of you somehow where you don't even have to have a phone. And you're just thinking.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that is the ultimate zombie apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah. People are just going to be looking around like.
Told you. There's already studies of people getting growths on the front. Know? Or is it on the back? Because they're down so much. So you're starting to get a growth because your head is down so much in your phone.
Are you
kidding me?
You know what it's going to be like? Have you ever, you remember when the Bluetooth earpieces came out and your buddy had one and then you guys were hanging out and all of a sudden like he would start talking and then you're like responding to him.
Yeah.
What? But that doesn't make sense. What?
Yeah.
Oh, he's talking on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Because he didn't realize that he had the Bluetooth.
It became a bad thing to have a Bluetooth if you were that guy.
Right. Think about this, man. If that information gets inside of you and you don't have to have a phone in your hand, that's what it's going to be like with everybody. They're just going to be looking around, like searching stuff, talking to people without no eye contact. Dude, it is the ultimate zombie experience.
Yep.
I'm telling you. And we got to be careful. I mean, the information's great.
Well, and it starts young. You can either set your kid up for, and also too, I want to make it very clear, you don't want your kid to be behind. And again, I don't have kids, but you don't want to be that kid that's like, I don't know how to use, because technology is the future. Yeah. All right, it is. Yeah. It's same thing. Like, it'd be like not teaching a kid to use a computer because, well, it's bad for you. Well, they still got to know how to use it.
You have to know.
You got to know how to use it.
You have to.
And you have to. And so I'm not saying, but it's giving them a smartphone when they don't need it at too young of an age. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, it does make sense to just get a smartphone because they're cheap and you can get one. I had that one there that was $35. Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
But it just comes down to regulating it and being, you know, I've been talking to you for a while about I'm ready to get rid of U.S. Cellular just because I have shit service around here. But it's almost good that I have shit service most places because it keeps me off my phone.
Off your phone.
It's like, well, I'm not going to get any service anyways. I can't load up anything, so how am I as well? It's almost like I'm scared to get Verizon where I have connection everywhere because maybe I'll go on it, you know?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. It's just.
You're not wrong, man. We're not wrong. And there's got to be a way.
Yep.
And maybe I'm thinking is you get your kid a phone that is basically just like an encyclopedia of information. You can't do anything else. You can't do games. You can't do the bullshit thing that's useless. You're just wasting time with. But if I need to know something information-wise,
have Wikipedia on there. Wikipedia is awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of
a parent lock. But, it's a great question and. Where the future is going with this is...
I think for sure no younger than 16. I really do. I don't think if you get them an old... Because they're going to end up breaking it at some point. You know, 16. You know?
The real question is, you know, not the age, but where it's going and how we can harness the BS, the time wasted.
Yep. Well, and we have to watch it too as millennials. Yeah. I think millennials are real bad at it because we're having kids, but we still love technology. We remember getting that home computer and how awesome it was. We remember having that, being on the cusp of it. And I think some millennials are almost just as bad because we latched onto technology when it first came on. It was that big technology boom. We were there for the birth of the internet, really, and saw it affect and how it changed everything. And I've seen plenty of millennial parents that, what do? They give the phone to the kid, and then they go on their phone. And it's, dude.
You know what's going to happen at some point? And I'm calling it right now, and I don't know when it's going to happen. But there's going to be a national no cell phone day at some point.
There's got to be one.
They obviously can't shut down service.
Yeah.
But there's got to be something in there where it rewards you for that day. Not, you know, you get an extra gig of data for not using any
data. Well, they do have a National Day of Unplugging.
Oh, really?
Yep.
No kidding. What day is that? We can all hop on the board. You know that one day? We'll reset people. If you put your phone down the whole day and everybody does it and you guys go out and you're talking, halfway through the day, everybody's going to be like, damn. Mm-hmm. This is kind of neat.
Well, and maybe what we'll see, too, is this new cultural thing where cell phones will be almost looked down. Not in a, but you know what I mean? Will be like, almost like, what do I compare this to?
The only way that's going to happen is if we evolve beyond the cell phone.
Well, it becomes like, oh, man,
that guy's on a cell phone?
There'll be like a hipster revival of getting away from the cell phones. You know what I mean? Because you see it at bars where it's like, I think there's, I've seen a couple like memes or photos of bars where it's like, hey, if you leave your cell phone up here at front, you get 10% off your order or something like that. I mean, I think that's great,
fantastic.
You know,
and
again, without sounding like those, oh, technology's bad, it's great, but you do need to get away from it. You need to unplug. You need to re-engage in there. It is the greatest thing ever. I can't sit there and lie. Dude, I have a fly fishing game on my phone. It's awesome. But
not trying to go like full hippie on you, but yeah, unplug and enjoy. You're part of nature. You're part of this earth.
Yep.
You came from this earth. You know, it's... Enjoy it and look out. Just, oh man, there's so much out there that we're missing.
Yep.
And it's not only knowledge, it's experience. You know what phone's taken away? Experience. I don't feel like I have to go to Paris now because I know what Paris fucking looks like.
Yep.
I feel like I experienced it through YouTube. Now I'm like, now my motivation to go to Paris is depleted.
Yeah. Like, oh, I don't care. I've seen it.
Back in the day, you had to go.
Well, I don't think there'll ever be a time. What's that? You know, you'll never look on your deathbed. You'll never look back and say, I wish I worked more. I don't think you'll ever look back and say, I wish I was on my phone more.
No.
I wish I was on my phone. No. You're not going to remember days scrolling on your phone. No. Oh, you remember that day we had where we were scrolling on our phones all day?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Remember that day?
That was fantastic.
You're not going to have those. No. I think
two important things in life, obviously knowledge and experience, right?
What? Oh, sorry.
And that too. Experience and knowledge, and the knowledge that the phones are giving you is taking away from the experience.
And not saying you can't use it the right way, but there is a right way and a wrong way to use those. And it really does start at a young age. If you can, I don't know. Don't give the kids the phone too soon. That's what we'll wrap it up with. There we go.
You think it's harnessing psychos, though?
It's harnessing? Like keeping them from being psychos?
Yeah.
I think it's making people more psychotic.
You think so?
I think so.
I disagree.
I think it's making people more psychotic.
I think...
Because here's what's happening is people.
You know, here's what it is. For an example, this is a terrible example, but like a pedophile. You know, back in 1962, old boy would have to go out and do it. Now, he's got the internet and he can pop one off and then that feeling goes away for a brief moment.
I think it encourages stuff. I think it.
You're discovering it?
You're discovering it more, and you're also, like, and think about it, too, is we, unfortunately, when you think about mass shooters and everything like that, serial killers, anything like that, they want notoriety. They want to be on. Yeah. They want to be on the social media things. They want their name everywhere. What does that do? That puts your name out there. Also, too, you got people that are losing their minds over other people's lives. You know, saying like, "Well, I can't believe they're. You know what? I'm jealous of that. I can't believe they're out there doing this, and I'm here living my shitty life." Depression is. I think it's worse. I think it. I will wrap it up with saying is that it's social media and cell phones are perpetuating. A horrible mindset in this culture, and we need to change it.
You know, everything, life decisions, man. And as a whole, as a community, as a human species, we make decisions together.
We do.
And that cell phone decision was made back in, 2002?
Whenever the smartphone was.
You know, that smartphone came out, and then holy cow.
Not saying that there wasn't psychos before, and maybe, too, we see more of it because it's readily available.
We just need the smart people to make smart decisions from here on out because it's getting crazy, man.
I don't think it was a bad time when we just had bag phones.
And you know what's crazy, too, is it's exponential. It's happening faster.
Faster and faster and faster.
And you can't go back.
Nope.
You can't go back, Brock.
Nope.
You can't take cell phones away from everybody.
There's a great movie called Escape from L.A., and it stars the great Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
And in there, he has a device that he's taking away from these terrorists, and the device literally kills kills all technology. It's a EMP.
EMP, yeah.
Basically. And if he hits that button, doosh, the entire world. You know what he does? He hits that button.
Yeah, yeah.
Hits that button.
Everybody goes nuts.
It's just the darkness. Yeah. And again, I'm not that guy. I'm not saying we need everything gone, but you know what? I don't think if we lost smartphone technology tomorrow, the world, people would lose it for a while, but then they'd go back to be like, oh, all right, yeah, this is great.
Here's a question to ask yourself, and maybe we can end it on this. Who are you without your cell phone? Ask yourself that question.
Yeah.
Who are you? What did you do today? What did you do today to help out? What did you do? What did you give to society and Mother Earth, and or even for yourself?
Yourself.
For yourself.
Yep.
Who are you without your cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. You know, it's cell phone's fine. But make yourself a human being outside of your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Have hobbies.
Yep.
Love people.
Yeah.
Show compassion. Show motivation I'm trying to think of the word. But just who are you without that phone?
Scrolling through a cell phone is not a hobby. And I'm not saying you need a ton of hobbies, but think about all the time you waste on that thing. Mm-hmm. Hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Hours a day turn into hours a week.
That could
turn into hours a year, turns into hours of your lifetime gone.
That could be productive hours for yourself.
Here we go. We'll end with this. Average time on cell phone.
6 hours a day.
Research conducted a few years ago discovered that a decade ago, the average person spent 90 minutes using the phone. Now, American adults, 3 hours on a mobile device a day.
3 hours.
3 hours a day. So I want to make sure we get that. Now it is here's an even more recent one, 5.4 hours a day on their phone.
Yeah, like I said, six. It was a big amount, I guess.
Okay, here we go. 3 hours and 35 minutes. Let's go with that. Let's say 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
4 hours a day on your phone, okay? So let's do this. Let's see. How many hours in a year?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Let's do 24 times 7.
We'll do 4. 4 times 365 days a year, right? Okay, there we go. 365. That's 1,460 hours a day. Or a year.
A year.
1,460 hours a year. Average person lives to what?
Dude.
What? Let's say 80?
80.
But let's say you don't get yourself. So let's say 70 years. Let's say 70 years. All right. You got your cell phone when you were 10 and you spent 70 years. So let's do that times 70.
I just had an epiphany.
102,200 hours on a phone.
Wow, dude. Let's just do that. Let that sink
in. Let's divide that by 24.
Let that sink in.
Let's divide that by 24. Wait, that's not right.
And how many of those hours productive hours on your phone?
4,258 days?
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah, 102,000 divided by 24 hours.
You know, I just had an epiphany. I just realized how they built the pyramids.
They didn't
have cell phones.
They didn't have cell phones. That's how they got all that shit done. Industrial Revolution, no cell phone. You're spending 4,258 days on a phone.
I'm getting rid of the fucking thing.
Dude, I've joked about going back to a flip phone.
It's not, dude. See, what sucks, though, is like you're already too late. It's like you know what you can have.
Here's a big thing for me is I like having the music on there.
Yeah,
I could go download it. Maybe there's a smartphone that has Amazon that I could log on to Amazon Music.
There's no way you could go back. You couldn't do it. You'd do it for like a month, and you'd be like, God, dude, I need my email. I need. You don't need it, but
no,
it's what everybody else is doing, and to be a part of that, and to be a part of the business, work emails, all the
with certain jobs.
You can't go back.
Sometimes there's a part of me, and again, I love my job, and I love doing it. I love that you guys listen to this, but there's times where it's like, man, go get a job working on a farm where I don't need a cell phone.
You know,
I could go back to my family farm right now, and I'd be fine with a flip phone. I don't need to answer emails after 5 o'clock, anything like that. Did I do that? Is that right? 4,000 days, over 4,000 days on a phone?
That's crazy, man. I don't even like that. I don't even like knowing that. That sucks. That pisses me off, kind of.
And that's the average. Think about some Sundays where you're in all day.
Yeah.
A cold Sunday where you're on the phone for what, maybe 7 hours?
Yeah.
Just scrolling.
How about this idea?
Hmm.
They make cell phones that only hold a full charge per day. So once your phone dies, which people's fucking phone die like not even halfway through the day, yeah. You're done. You're done until the next day.
Yeah, it's funny you brought that up. You know where this is where it's at. I saw, and I'm not knocking this young man. He was a high schooler. I think he was probably getting his driver's license. But here's a young man literally wearing the knee-high camouflage rubber boots,
mm-hmm.
right? He had the boggers. Like, he is going bogging, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He is, like, ready for the mud and the shit and the crud.
Yep.
Blue jeans, kind of a, you could tell he looked like a farm kid. But what did he have? He had a cell phone. God, mm-hmm. we're just getting blown up here, man. I was like, stop talking, morons. He had his cell phone, and in his pocket, that cell phone was plugged into a power bank.
All right. Dude.
Here's a kid in shit kickers.
Right.
All right? And he is ready to go. He's got his technology. He's set to go. And that's, I mean, that just goes to show it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Anybody can get a smartphone now, and they made it so. You really did bring up a good point, is going back to a flip phone is knowing what I can do now and knowing how I have it,
mm-hmm.
it'd probably be hard.
It's too late.
To go back.
It's too late. And you know what? Dude, we need
even mowing the lawn, I got my headphones in. You know, yeah. I guess granted I could go back and get a Discman,
mm-hmm.
but I know how much Discman sucks.
So we're bitching about this right now. We're talking about cell phones.
Yep.
We can't go back. We established that. It's impossible.
Yep.
So we need to think about the future. And this will be for another podcast, but dude, we need to be careful with AI.
Yeah, no, I agree with
you. It's going down the same route, yep. man, and it's one of those routes that once you go, it's a one-way street. You're not going back. And, dude,
no,
just don't make stupid decisions as a human species. Please, for the love of God, think ahead.
Yep.
Because once it's there, it's there.
And that's why I said, too, that maybe it will get better in the future. There'll almost be that hipster resurgence where being on the cell phone isn't cool anymore. Yeah. Having the fanciest cell phone
right. Isn't
cool. You know what I mean? Like, or I still say cell phone. It's smartphone now. Mm-hmm. We don't have cell phones. We have smartphones.
Your landline?
But right now, they're all still so new. When we think about it, smartphones are only 13 years old.
Yeah. Think how exponential that was.
And so maybe we don't know how to handle it yet, and we've not gotten to a point where we know how to handle
it properly. It's still fresh.
And as more research,
cool.
more research comes out, and we see like, oh shit, smoking used to be the coolest thing, and now
yeah, people look down on it.
Yeah,
I mean, they always look kind of down on it, but
back in the day, no, hell no, people loved it. Yeah. Doctors recommended it. The Flintstones had a commercial with cigarettes. Hiya, Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Light me up a Marlboro. You know, so maybe we will. Maybe in 60 years, it'll be one of those things where it's like, oh, no, don't you know the dangers of too much cell phone use?
Yeah.
Granted, we'll all be in our chairs just looking up at screens in the Matrix. But yeah.
Seriously, plugged in, man.
Yeah.
You're going to be plugged in a different way.
I still think it'll happen. We'll eventually have plugs in the back of our necks.
I'm telling you.
Straight up.
I'm telling you.
Rip it out of our...
Anyway. Like that Matrix there. That's crazy.
I kind of depressed myself for this one. I kind of did.
Yeah.
Because we brought up some points where I even can feel it in myself, you know?
It just sucks that you can't go back. Can't do it, man.
No.
I still like that idea of one charge a day.
One charge a day.
That's how you get. It's going to limit you a lot.
Yep.
You'll be scrolling and be like, oh, shit, there goes another percentage.
I'd use my charge on porn.
You know? You used it all in 2 hours? What were you doing, streaming?
Yeah. Yes, I was. Why, yes.
That was a great time. That was a great 2 hours.
All right. Well, I think we can wrap it up. We're kind of going in circles at this point. But I don't know, man. Just make good choices when it comes to technology. Don't let it take over your life. So.
Oh, what was that? Sorry.
You son of a bitch. You were on your phone.
I was looking at my phone.
I hate you. All right, everybody. Make sure you explore more on our website, WIRX.com, where you found this. Or maybe you're on your phone and you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably where you're listening to it.
Yeah.
As always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. Listen to it on your smartphone. You can do it. See you guys next time.